Now back to the Wisconsin Vegetable Garden Radio Show with your hosts, Joey and Holly Baird.
There's all different types of gardening methods and techniques, from raised beds to ground garden to container gardening to hydroponics to aquaponics. And there's another one called the Mittleiter gardening method, which some people swear by. Some people believe it's the go-to of all go-tos garden methods. We're going to go over what it is and then the reasons why we choose not to particularly practice this method of gardening on our location of our little piece of a land.
Right. So the Mittleiter, Mr. Mittleiter came up with this method in the mid-70s-ish, and he was from the West, so he was from, like, Utah, and then eventually moved to California. So I didn't look into why he came up with this method, but I have a feeling it was probably because of possibly soil.
Well, also, if we look at a different method, the square foot garden method, Mel Bartholomew, he created that one in the 60s, early 70s, to maximize square foot planting to get more in one spot. So
right.
It may have been one of these things that it was a necessity.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah.
But Mittleiter also did a lot of hydroponics, which is when you grow in the water. If you're not familiar with, you grow your plants, you add the nutrients to the water, and that's how your plants grow. So that's, this is probably where part of the soilless, because this is a soilless method of gardening. And what you end up with is about 50 to 75% sawdust, or you could use like peat moss, and then about 50 to 25% sand, perlite, or styrofoam pellets.
So it's a soilless growing method, but that is the medium which the plants attach themselves to.
Right.
And then...
So you put you have a box, like you're not just going to put this on the ground.
This is basically a container.
Yeah, a container, yeah. Or like a raised bed type situation. You're not going to just put this stuff on the ground and hope that it doesn't blow away
wash away.
So you're going to do like a box type situation, and then what you do is you put the heavier stuff like the sand in the bottom, and then you put the sawdust or the peat moss on top. Now, peat moss, if you're not familiar, it's a great filler.
It retains moisture very well.
It retains moisture very well. However, there's no nutrients in peat moss.
It can make it does have that that retaining moisture to it. And people will say, oh, we don't want to use peat moss because it's destroying the bogs. We're going to use coco coir, which is the ground-up coco fibers of the coconut industry. But the peat bog thing is not really accurate.
It also depends on where you live. In the UK, they have peat bogs that are just overflowing with this peat. And it's good. It's good to use it there because there's so much of it.
Right, and if you're on the coast, obviously coco coir is much more readily available than shipping stuff from Canada.
But he used sawdust.
Okay.
So that's what you're doing. So then, what you need to do is you need to feed the plants. So they're getting the nutrients from what you're putting into that mixture. It's not really a mixture, it's like a layer.
Right.
But what, yeah.
In traditional organic gardening, you make the soil healthy, which feeds the plants, and that's how the rotation goes.
But, so this is going back to kind of like his hydroponic thinking.
Okay.
He has a medium, and he's putting the nutrients in there to feed the plants.
Right.
So it makes sense in that way.
And there's thousands upon thousands of people do this. Facebook pages, websites.
Yeah.
This is not just something that seven people in the Pacific Northwest practice on a regular basis. This is a regular thing.
I think one benefit here is you probably don't have a lot of weeds.
Because you don't have
any soil.
And what weeds are there is easy to remove, just like putting compost in a raised bed.
Or like the straw bale method.
The straw bale method, right.
So, but the straw bale method, I like it because you're taking that straw bale and you're making it into basically a living being of a sort.
You're feeding the
organisms to allow that to become what's feeding your plants. You're not feeding your plants. So it's like you have a host, and you're feeding the host to feed your plants.
Right.
Is what it is. Anyway, so then you have to add, it's 16 different nutrients that get added, and you can make your own mix. Now you can buy it online, but what it is essentially Epsom salt, and then you need like a 16-8-16 fertilizer, like a 20-10-20, or even like a 16-16-16, and NPK, that's nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. And those are three vital nutrients to any
garden. Yeah, those are the essential nutrients. Yeah. Then there's subnutrients and micronutrients. And this is where a lot of the traditional organic organic gardeners do not like this method, because they're saying there's only 16 nutrients in which this particular method indicates that is needed for the plants to grow. If you watch or listen to or read about organic gardening, you've got the three main nutrients, which you just spoke about, the NPK. Then you've got
calcium, magnesium,
copper. You've got up to 110 micronutrients, which the plant can use to better develop and get better fruit production, vitamins, minerals, all of
right.
that.
Right. So this is so then along with the three major ones, the NPK. Then it has calcium, magnesium, sulfur. So that's six that you have. Then the Epsom salt, which is basically more magnesium. So that's seven. And then you have nine other trace elements. I did a lot of research. It doesn't really say what trace elements there are. But basically, the bulk of it is going to be your MPK, your calcium, magnesium, sulfur, and then the Epsom salt. The Epsom salt, if you're adding magnesium, Epsom salt is magnesium. That doesn't quite make sense to me, but
and this is something. If, you know, from what you have found and what I have found, there is not a okay. Go to this website. This is how you create this mix. This is a commercially reliable mix that you have to physically go purchase.
Yeah, you have to purchase it. You can make your own.
Okay,
but it's from what I've read, it's like. It's kind of, it's not where, sometimes if you make your own, you're saving money. It's not really that. It's a cost. And I think that's why, a lot of people don't like it.
Because they continually have to spend money.
Because you have to feed your plants weekly.
Right.
So, like, for example, when we fertilize in the beginning, the mid-season, and then, you know, we add leaves to the garden in the fall, which is essentially a part of fertilization.
We're feeding the soil,
right?
With this, you can't feed the soil because there's no soil to feed. You have to create a liquid, essentially, or a material that can break down to the point where the plants can uptake it within that time frame.
And I even said to Joy, I said, feed your plants once a week? I'm like, no, that's too much work for me. But, however, building your soil might be too much work for you. So I think it just kind of depends on what type of gardener you are, how you understand soil science. I understand soil science in great depth. But if you're just like, I want something simple and easy, I would personally probably go the hydroponic route if you're going to invest this type of money.
Right.
But it definitely is something to think about if you are like, hey, maybe I want to try something new.
And this is not something we practice, but from what we've seen and people that we've followed and read about, this is a phenomenal method of gardening, and it works for them. Not all gardening methods or techniques is perfect for everybody. It's based on your region, based on your needs, based on sometimes your finances, on whether or not a particular system or technique will work best for you.
Definitely. So, you have to think about that kind of stuff.
So that is the Mittleiter gardening method. Thank you for checking out the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show. For more, go to the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com for full-length in-studio video and podcast replay of Season 1. Season 2 underway and added weekly. Tweet us at TWVG Show or hashtag TWVG to be part of the program.